I'm in the factory and I'm talking to Tony Mansell. Is that how you pronounce your name, Tony?
That's how you pronounce my name,
excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, Tony is a sales guy from Heidelberg who sold us our new Heidelberg XL75. Isn't that right?
That's correct, yes.
Now I've been watching your team of, I don't know what you call them, operatives, who have been installing this incredible machine today. And the skill involved, I've got to say, particularly the guy who drives a forklift truck, I wouldn't want that responsibility.
No, they're a professional crew, been doing it for a long time,
yeah.
Put many machines in. I think we're installing 4 this week alone in the UK.
Right.
So they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I dare say at some point he may bash into something, but hopefully not today.
Hopefully not here. Let's save that for one of our competitors. Now, just talk us through, as far as I know you're not involved in installing these things, but from your knowledge, talk us through what's actually involved and how long it's going to take.
It's going to take them a few weeks to install the machine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a bit like racing cars these days, the performance. So what we do is we site all the units. They start bolting them up. They've obviously all got to be levelled with each other.
Yeah.
We use Bluetooth levels these days, right, which communicate to the computer and in turn back to Germany.
Yeah.
We can only allow the machine to start being used once it's been signed off that they're perfectly level,
right,
using all the technology of today to ensure that.
Okay, and what about calibration? I suppose there's going to be quite a bit of that going on once they've put the machine in.
Yeah, we're obviously be getting the machine to a point where it can print before,
yeah,
we carry out the training.
Yeah.
When we get to the point that we've got all the rollers in and we start to print, then what we do is a quality evidence test. The quality evidence test is the same test that we carry out in the factory,
right,
prior to it leaving. We're one of very few manufacturers that actually assemble our machines in the factory, print test them using a quality evidence test, so we can prove that the machine's doing exactly what it's supposed to do on the customer site as it was when it left the factory.
Right, wonderful. Now, I suppose what I want to know is that what is the key selling point of this machine compared to what we've had before? Why have we gone for this machine to your mind?
The key selling point for this machine, and actually with all Heidelberg presses, is productivity.
Right.
Undoubtedly the most highly productive machines in the marketplace.
Right.
With this particular machine, we've got impress control, which is a device that looks at the colour and the registration while the sheets are running through the press. So there's no minder intervention as far as fitting
that
the job
takes
up.
Takes that element out of the equation.
It does. Yes,
right,
it does. And that really is what's given you the highly productive output that this machine's capable of.
So instead of doing that, they can be focused on actually feeding it with the paper and getting the maximum out of it.
Absolutely, and they can get the paper in the back of the machine, get to the feeder, get to the delivery to make sure that what they're expecting is coming through. There's obviously training involved for those guys. There's additional training at a later date to give them the high performance training.
Right.
So they can become the racing car drivers that they're going to need to become to drive this racing car.
Of the printing world, right, excellent. Well, listen, thanks so much for taking part in the podcast. I've got to say, I've really enjoyed watching your guys install this thing today. I've learned quite a lot this morning. And, like I say, I can't big them up enough, the skill that I've witnessed anyway of them putting it in here. Because there's some quite tight corners that they've had to manoeuvre. Just incredible.
Well, I think as you spoke to Steve earlier, our installation supervisor,
yeah,
he's been putting these in for 35 years,
yeah,
come up against most awkward installations. This isn't really an awkward installation,
no,
by our standards.
No.
So it's great to see that they're doing their job as they,
yeah,
should be, and that you're pleased.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast.
No.